We use so much plastic every day, but
Yeah.
have you ever stopped to think about how it actually gets its color?
Hmm.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into Masterbatch.
Okay.
That's the secret ingredient behind not just the colors in plastic, but also
Yeah.
it gives it specific properties. We're going to look at the whole process,
Okay.
starting with the raw materials, all the way to the quality control that ensures each batch
Right.
is up to standard.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn about wax liquids.
Okay.
I know, not something you think about every day.
It's fascinating, though, how such a tiny component
Yeah.
can have such a big impact on the final product.
Absolutely. So just starting from the basics,
Yeah.
what exactly is Masterbatch?
Well, Masterbatch is basically a concentrated mixture of pigments,
Okay.
which give us that color, additives that provide certain characteristics, and polymers, which act as the base material. And
Now.
all of these are combined with carrier resins
Yeah.
to make sure everything is evenly distributed.
So kind of like in baking, right? If you
Yeah.
want a good result, you need the right ingredients in the right amounts.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
If you use the wrong type of flour when you're making a cake, it would be a disaster.
Yeah.
And similarly with Masterbatch, if you use the incorrect polymers or pigments, additives or carrier resins,
Right.
or even the wrong
Yeah.
proportions, you can compromise the whole batch.
Okay, so let's break down those ingredients a little bit more.
Okay.
So, polymers,
Yeah.
those are the base.
Yes.
What are some of the most common ones we see in Masterbatch?
So you've got your common ones like polyethylene, PE, polypropylene, PP,
Okay.
and polyethylene terephthalate, PET.
EDT, yeah.
And each of these have unique properties that make them suitable for different applications.
Okay.
So, for instance, you find polyethylene in things like plastic bags and packaging, while polypropylene is often used in containers
Okay.
and even car parts.
And then, of course, we have the pigments,
Yeah.
which bring all the color. So, is there a specific type of pigment that would be used for, say, a bright red toy
Yes.
versus something more muted, like in a car dashboard?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pigments are incredibly diverse. They can be organic, inorganic, or even carbon black. And the choice really depends on what you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
For example, if you need a color that's resistant to fading from sunlight,
Yeah.
you might choose a specific type of inorganic pigment.
Okay, so we've got color from the pigments, we've got the base from the polymers.
Right.
What about those additives? What do they
Yes.
do?
Additives are like the secret agents
Okay.
that give plastic its unique personality and functionality.
Okay.
Think of antioxidants that help prevent degradation, UV stabilizers that can shield the plastic from the sun's rays,
Okay.
or flame retardants, which are added for safety.
Yeah.
It's actually remarkable how much you can tailor the properties of plastic just by using the right additives.
So additives are really the key to making plastic suitable for so many different applications.
Exactly. Whether it's a plastic container you need to make more durable
Yeah.
or a child's toy that needs to be flame resistant,
Right.
additives play a vital role.
Now we often see those clear plastic bottles. Can
Yes.
you tell us a bit about the Masterbatch that's used to make them?
So many of those bottles are made from PET or PETG,
Okay.
and the Masterbatch used to make them is specifically designed for clarity
Right.
and ease of molding.
Ease of molding.
Yes.
So it's not just about the color, it's about making sure the plastic
Yeah.
can be formed correctly.
Exactly. Imagine a bottle coming out of the mold and it's all
Yeah.
imperfect with rough edges.
Right.
Not good.
No.
This Masterbatch, with its special additives,
Okay.
ensures that the plastic flows smoothly during molding,
Okay.
and we end up with those nice, flawless products.
So what kind of additives go into this type of master batch?
Well, it's very specific. One example formulation
Okay.
contains a range of additives, starting with a demolding agent.
Okay.
This makes sure that the plastic releases cleanly from the mold
Right.
and prevents any sticking or imperfections.
So it comes out nice and smooth.
Yes. And then there are also antioxidants,
Okay.
which prevent the plastic from degrading over time,
Right.
especially when it's exposed to heat and light.
So it keeps that plastic looking good and strong.
Exactly. And then we have those homogeneous nucleating agents.
Okay.
It sounds complicated, but they actually help to promote even crystallization during cooling,
Right.
which gives you a stronger and more transparent plastic.
It's amazing how much science and thought goes into this.
It really is. And that's just one example.
Yeah.
Masterbatch formulations can be very different depending on what you need.
Okay, so we've mixed up our master batch with all these different ingredients.
Right.
What happens next?
Well, before we turn this mixture into plastic products.
Yeah.
There's another really important step.
Okay.
Wax liquid preparation.
Wax liquid preparation.
Yes.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, when I hear wax liquids,
yeah,
I don't immediately think exciting.
Right.
So why is this a critical step?
Well, think of it like this.
Okay.
You don't want all the chocolate chips in your cookies to sink to the bottom, do you?
No.
Wax liquid preparation is all about making sure that every single component in that master batch,
right,
is perfectly blended,
mm,
and evenly distributed.
So we want all the ingredients in the master batch,
yeah,
to be playing nicely together.
Exactly. To do this, manufacturers use precise temperature controls, typically heating the mixture to 115 degrees Celsius.
Why that specific temperature?
Well, temperature is crucial.
Okay.
If the wax doesn't reach the right temperature, it's not going to melt completely, which will lead to clumps in the master batch. But if you go above the ideal temperature,
right,
then you could damage the wax,
okay,
which will also impact the properties of the plastic.
So it's this delicate balance where,
yeah,
if it's too hot or too cold,
yes,
we risk ruining the batch.
Exactly. To get that perfect blend and consistent quality,
yeah,
you have to pay very close attention.
So we've got this perfectly blended master batch mixture.
Yeah.
Our wax is nicely incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
What's next in this process?
Now we move on to extrusion granulation.
Okay.
Where we take this mixture and we turn it into those tiny granules.
So we're taking this smooth blended mixture,
yeah,
and turning it into those little pellets.
That's right.
Why are those important?
It's like taking that perfectly mixed cake batter,
okay,
and baking it into individual, evenly portioned cupcakes. So each little granule contains the same precise concentration of pigments,
yeah,
additives, and polymers.
So each of these little pellets,
yeah,
is like a little powerhouse packed with color and the properties that we need.
Exactly. And this process also makes the master batch much easier to handle and to process later. Imagine trying to evenly incorporate this thick mixture,
yeah,
into a large batch of plastic.
Right. I imagine that would be a nightmare.
It would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Those tiny granules make the process much more controlled,
right,
and efficient. So the process itself involves heating the master batch mixture,
uh-huh,
and then forcing it through a die, kind of like a pasta maker,
uh-huh,
creates long strands, which are then chopped up,
yeah,
into those nice uniform granules.
It's fascinating to see how much thought and precision goes into each of these steps.
It really is. But even after all of this, there's one more really crucial step.
Okay.
Quality control.
Of course.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want a bad batch.
No.
Ruining an entire production run.
Exactly.
What are some of the key checks that they do?
Well, it all starts with a thorough inspection of all the raw materials. Think of it like a chef selecting the freshest ingredients.
Right. So not just checking if they have the right ingredients.
Yeah.
But making sure they're also good quality.
Exactly. And then they meticulously monitor every stage of the manufacturing process.
Okay.
Constantly checking things like the temperature, the pressure, and the mixing speeds.
Right.
To make sure that everything's running smoothly.
It sounds like they're leaving no room for error.
Well, with master batch, precision is paramount.
Mm.
Even small deviations can have a big impact on the final product.
So by monitoring the process,
yeah,
they can catch any potential problems,
right,
before they get too big.
Exactly. But quality control doesn't stop there.
Okay.
There's also a whole battery of tests to make sure the finished master batch,
right,
meets the required standards.
What kind of tests are we talking about?
Well, one important test is spectrophotometry.
Okay.
Which measures the color of the master batch.
Okay.
Very precisely.
So they're making sure the color is exactly right.
Precisely. They also look at things like the particle size distribution,
mm-hmm,
and the melt flow index,
right,
which affect how easily the plastic melts and flows.
So they're really putting this master batch through its paces.
They are.
Yeah.
Each test provides valuable data,
uh-huh,
ensuring the master batch meets the specific requirements.
Wow. This is really eye-opening.
Yeah.
From those raw materials to the quality control at the end.
Right.
Who knew there was so much that went into making these tiny little pellets?
It's a fascinating process.
Yeah.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
I believe it. And we'll be back.
Okay.
To dive even deeper into the world of master batch manufacturing.
So before the break, we were talking about quality control.
Right.
And how important it is to make sure every batch is good.
Uh-huh.
What happens if a batch doesn't pass those tests?
A subpar batch of master batch can have a really big impact on the entire production process.
Okay.
So like a domino effect.
Imagine a batch with inconsistent color.
Right.
That could mean you end up with a whole bunch of products with the wrong colors.
Uh-huh.
Or a batch with the wrong amount of a strengthening additive.
Okay.
That could make the products weaker than you want,
right,
and they could break.
So it's not just about how it looks, right?
Yeah.
It's also about how it works and if it's safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this can even affect people outside the factory.
Uh-huh.
If a product breaks because of something in the master batch and hurts someone, that's a serious problem.
Right. It could even lead to those product recalls that we hear about sometimes.
Exactly. So yes, quality control is crucial.
So we've talked about how important quality control is.
Right.
But what specific tests do they actually use?
They use a whole range of different tests,
yeah,
each one looking at a specific aspect of the master batch.
Okay.
For example, they might use a melt flow index test.
Okay.
To see how easily the plastic flows during processing. This is important because it affects the final dimensions of the product and its strength. Mm. Imagine if you're trying to mold a plastic part.
Yeah.
And the master batch is too runny.
Right.
You could end up with a deformed product.
Right. So it's not just about getting the color right.
No.
We also need to make sure that the master batch works properly.
Yeah.
During the whole manufacturing process.
Precisely.
Okay.
They also do tests to check the thermal stability of the master batch.
Okay, so
this is really important for applications where the plastic is going to be exposed to high temperatures.
Okay.
Like in car parts or electronics.
Hmm.
You don't want the color to fade or the plastic to melt.
So it's like they're putting it through a series of tests
to
make sure that it can handle what it's going to be used for.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
And of course, there are the visual inspections.
Right.
Technicians actually look at the master batch granules to check for any inconsistencies.
So they're looking at the color and the size and the shape of the granules.
Even a tiny speck of something could ruin the whole batch.
Right. So we've got all those high-tech tests.
Yeah.
But we also still need that careful human observation to make sure everything is good.
Exactly. Both are important to ensure that we only get the best quality master batch.
So we've talked a lot about the technical parts of master batch.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious about the bigger picture.
Okay.
How important is master batch to the whole world of plastics and manufacturing?
Master batch is kind of like the unsung hero of the plastics industry.
Hmm.
It's this tiny ingredient that can make a huge difference.
Right. So it's more than just making things look nice.
It is.
It's also about making plastics so versatile.
Exactly.
That they can be used for so many different things.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Think about all the different plastic products we use every single day.
Okay.
Packaging to keep our food fresh, medical devices to keep us healthy, toys for children.
Right. Master batch is behind all of those.
Yeah. And as we use more and more plastic, master batch will only become more important.
That makes me wonder then, what about the future of master batch manufacturing?
Okay.
Are there any big trends coming up?
There are some exciting things happening.
Okay.
One area that people are talking about a lot is bio-based master batches.
Okay.
As sustainability becomes more important,
right,
we need to find ways to make master batches from renewable resources.
So instead of using fossil fuels,
we
could use plants to make plastics.
Yeah, that's the idea.
That sounds amazing.
It does. There are definitely some challenges.
Okay.
But it has the potential to really change things.
Right. We could have plastic products that are not only useful and good looking, but also good for the environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are there any other innovations that you're excited about?
Oh, yeah. Are there any others?
Another one is nanotechnology.
Nanotechnology?
Yeah, yes.
Wow, that sounds really futuristic.
It does, but it's already happening.
Okay.
Scientists are using nanoparticles to create plastics that are much stronger and lighter.
Wow.
And more resistant to heat and damage.
So stronger cars and planes.
Yeah.
Maybe even buildings made from plastic.
The possibilities are endless.
That's incredible.
And that's not all.
There's more.
Researchers are also looking at using nanotechnology to create master batches that can kill bacteria and viruses.
So plastics that can keep us healthy
yes.
by killing germs.
That could change things in so many areas, from food packaging to healthcare.
It really could.
And let's not forget about 3D printing.
Oh, yeah, 3D printing.
That's changing how we make things.
Right.
And Masterbatch is a part of that.
How so?
Well, Masterbatch manufacturers are developing special formulations
okay.
just for 3D printing.
Okay.
So now we can have 3D printed objects with much more precise colors and properties.
It's not just those limited basic colors anymore.
Exactly. And 3D printing means we can customize things much more easily.
Yeah.
So it really changes how we design and manufacture products.
It's amazing to think about all these possibilities.
It is.
But are there any downsides to all these advancements?
Of course. With any new technology, we need to think carefully about the consequences.
Right.
For example, nanomaterials can be quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So they might not be practical for everyone.
So they might be really useful.
Yeah.
But not everyone will be able to afford them.
That's right.
Okay. Anything else?
With bio-based master batches,
yeah.
we need to make sure they can biodegrade.
Right.
And that they work properly.
So we need to make sure they're both sustainable.
Yeah.
And that they can actually do what they need to do.
Exactly.
Are there any other concerns worth thinking about?
Well, whenever we have new technologies, there's always the chance of something unexpected happening.
Right.
We need to make sure these new master batch technologies
yeah.
don't harm the environment or our health.
That's a really important point.
It is.
While it's great to be excited about all these advancements, we also need to make sure we're not doing more harm than good.
We need to be careful and responsible.
So it sounds like the future of master batch is full of possibilities.
It is.
But we need to proceed cautiously.
We need to find that balance between what's possible
right.
and what's good for the planet.
We've talked about a lot today.
We have.
From how Masterbatch is made
mm-hmm.
to how it impacts the plastics industry
right.
and all the exciting new developments in the field. But before we wrap up,
okay.
there's one more thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
The challenges that the Masterbatch industry is facing.
It's an important topic.
Yeah.
There are a lot of opportunities.
Done.
But also some big hurdles to overcome.
What are some of those challenges?
One big one is the demand for sustainability.
Okay.
People are becoming much more aware of how plastic waste impacts the environment.
Right.
And they want products that are better for the planet.
So Masterbatch manufacturers are under pressure
yeah.
to come up with solutions
right.
that are not only good, but also sustainable.
Exactly.
Mm.
They're looking at using recycled materials.
Okay.
And developing biodegradable master batches.
That sounds promising.
It does.
Are there any other challenges keeping them up at night?
Well, another challenge is that the price of raw materials
mm.
can change a lot.
Mm.
Petroleum, which is used to make a lot of plastics,
right.
can go up and down in price very quickly, which makes it hard to predict how much master batch will cost to produce.
So they need to be flexible and adapt quickly
yeah.
to stay competitive.
Exactly.
So they need to keep innovating,
uh-huh.
keep things sustainable,
yes.
and also stay profitable.
It's a balancing act.
It really is.
Yeah.
But even with all these challenges, it seems like the master batch industry is doing a good job of adapting.
They are.
And coming up with new solutions.
The master batch industry is always changing and evolving.
This has been a really eye-opening look
yeah.
at the world of master batch manufacturing.
It has.
I never realized how much complexity and innovation goes into making these tiny pellets.
It's one of those things that people don't often think about.
Right.
But it's such an important part of our lives.
And with all the advancements we've talked about,
yeah.
it seems like the future of master batch is really exciting.
I agree.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
But when we come back, we're going to be looking at some of the ethical considerations and the potential impact that master batch manufacturing could have on society. And we're back for our final look at master batch.
It's been fascinating learning about the science and the manufacturing and all the future trends.
Yeah, it really has. And it's amazing how such a small thing can have such a big impact. It is. Which brings us to an important point for this final section.
Okay.
Since Masterbatch is so closely tied to plastic, we have to talk about the environmental impact.
Absolutely. Sustainability is a huge concern when it comes to plastics.
So how does Masterbatch fit into this whole conversation about plastic waste and the environment?
Well, you can't really separate them. The master batch that you use has a big impact on the properties of the final product.
Right. So it's not just about what kind of plastic you're using. It's
No.
also about the master batch. It
Exactly.
goes into it.
Yeah, things like whether the plastic can be recycled or biodegraded really depend on the master batch.
So even if you're using a recyclable type of plastic,
Huh?
the master batch could be what prevents it from actually being recycled.
That's right. Some pigments and additives don't work well with our current recycling processes. So finding more sustainable master batch components is really important.
Okay, so what are some of the things the master batch industry is doing to be more eco-friendly?
One big area is bio-based master batches. Okay,
So
instead of polymers that come from petroleum,
yeah.
they're using things like cornstarch or sugarcane.
So they're using plants as the starting point for the master batch.
Exactly. Going back to nature.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
But are there any problems with these bio-based options?
There are some challenges. One is the cost.
Okay.
Bio-based polymers can be more expensive to make.
Right. So it's not quite as economical yet.
And we also need to make sure they work just as well.
So they need to be durable
Yeah.
and have the right properties.
Exactly.
What about using recycled materials in master batch?
That's another approach.
Okay.
If we can use recycled plastic,
Yeah.
then we don't need to make as much new plastic. And it keeps that material out of landfills.
It's like giving that plastic a whole new life.
That's a great way to think about it.
But can you actually make a good master batch from recycled plastic?
It's definitely harder.
Lars?
Recycled plastic can be very different depending on where it comes from. So it can be hard to make master batch that's always the same quality.
So consistency is a challenge.
But the technology is getting better all the time.
Okay.
And more people want recycled master batch, so it's a good area to focus on.
Beyond the materials, are there other ways the master batch industry is becoming more sustainable?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
A lot of companies are making their manufacturing processes more energy efficient,
Okay.
and they're trying to produce less waste.
Hmm.
Even the packaging they use for the master batch
Right.
is becoming more
So
eco-friendly.
it's like they're thinking about sustainability at every stage of the process.
Exactly. The goal is to make the whole plastics industry more circular, so we reuse materials as much as possible.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive into master batch.
It has.
We've learned so much about how it's made
Yeah.
and how important it is for all these different products.
Most people never even think about master batch,
I know.
but it really shows how clever people are to be able to make these tiny pellets that can
Yeah.
do so much.
And it's great to see the industry making such an effort to be sustainable.
Absolutely.
Maybe in the future, plastic won't be seen as such a big environmental problem.
I hope so. If we can find the right solutions and make responsible choices,
Yeah.
we can definitely change how people think about plastics.
Well said. And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into master batch manufacturing. Next time you see a colorful plastic product, think about all the science and hard work that went into making it. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking questions.